Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1432. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Deliv Bemrevar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lufush Lema Liza Chana Chaya Bas Shendel Sara Lufush Lema Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to the halachas of Achana Lachal. Okay, so a few interesting questions. We're just trying to go through some various interesting cases here and there. We basically have an understanding of what Achana is all about. So the Sefer, Nishma Shabbos, beautiful Sefer, he brings down various different questions, in all different sugyas. But he has a question like this. He says, somebody is putting away the food. And the question is, listen, I can put it into the fridge. I have room. It's not a question of room. In other words, I clean off the table, fine, no problem. So the food, we said, you could put away. Obviously, you could put it into the fridge. It gets spoiled. There's no chiyuv to leave the food out on the table the whole Shabbos, even if it's in the shalosh sudos. So, but now the question is, so could I put it into the freezer, right? I'm putting away food into the freezer for, let's say, next week or for the week, you know. I'm putting it into the fridge, but I'll have to take it out of the fridge anyways and put it into the freezer. So can I put it straight into the freezer? Is that a problem? What about if my freezer is separate? In other words, I have a fridge, but I have an extra freezer. Many people have an extra fridge or extra freezer, especially in the basement, let's say. They have in the basement where they store extra food. You know, they need more space. So would I be able to go bring it down? Mama should walk down to the basement, bring it down over there. Is there a problem with that? I want to bring down there some of the food. And there's no questions of borer separating, but in other words, off the table. I'm cleaning the table anyways. I'm allowed to put it away anyways into the fridge. So like this, I have it already in my hand. I'm going to go special down to the basement and put it away. So he brings down that would taka be a problem. He brings down that would be a problem. He says like this. He says, if say for again, Nishma Shabbos in Simin Shin Pei Gimel, Isbeis or page tough kuf vav, if you want to call it. So he says that if the fridge is connected to the freezer, he says, if the fridge and the freezer are all connected, so fine, so it's all one anyways. You have to put in the fridge anyway. So lamainaf kamini, you put it. In other words, you take the food off the table, whatever that food is, and you put it into the fridge. Okay, so you want to put it into the freezer, and it's all connected. You open this door, you open that door, right? I have a mind for during the week, whatever the case is. You don't have a mind, bedafka, it shouldn't get spoiled, because if I put it into the fridge, it's good enough. It's not a food, we're not talking about a food like ice cream, where the whole thing could just melt if I don't put it into the freezer. If it's like ice cream, that type of thing, or ices, so if I put it into the refrigerator, that's not going to help. It's going to get spoiled. It's going to get melt and become a mush, whatever. So I have to put into the freezer anyway, so that I need for now. But over here's the case, whatever. I'm putting away the kugel or whatever the case is, and I'm putting it into the refrigerator, it's perfectly fine. Elamai, what I want to put into the freezer like this, it's going to stay for during the week or for next Shabbos or whatever. So he says that will be fine as long as it's connected. But he says in the middle, the problem is if somebody has taka freezer, mishi yesh le freezer, miyuchad munach b'cheder acher, v'tzarech leilach b'miyuchad sham lasniya, sham yesh lasser, he wants to say. So in other words, let's say I have it some other room somewhere in my freezer, or down in the basement or whatever. People have in some other place, right? It's not like the fridge and the freezer together in the kitchen. There's some extra room somewhere on the side where I keep that extra freezer. So I have to start schlepping over there, mom is taking it off. So they said that already would be running into a problem. He said that already will be running into a problem because of the fact that the tzarech leilach b'miyuchad l'sham lasniya sham. You're going there separately. So why are you going to that room? Because I have over there a freezer. So why you need a freezer? You could just put it into the fridge now. No, I want to put it into that freezer especially because that freezer, I keep it there for next week or whatever, for next Shabbos or whatever. We spoke about last time that even from Shabbos to Shabbos is a problem, right? I'll do hachana. I'll prepare from Shabbos to Shabbos for one Shabbos to another. So We saw the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchus, so that should not be done. So he says that will be a problem. So Lemaisa, just summing it up, how he brings it down. So he says, Lemaisa, again, if it's all attached, you have fridge, freezer, up and bottom. Okay, so that does the Lemainaf Kamini, open this door, you open that door. But once you got to start schlepping to some other room or down in the basement, especially, it's Mamashi showing a Maisa that you're going over there specifically, so you could have it, you could prepare it for during the week. So one has to be careful in that instance. So you put it in the fridge, You have room in the fridge. If you don't have room in the fridge or the freezer and it's stuffed, okay. So if you don't have room, room, so then you could go to the other freezer. Everything is stuffed. My fridge and my freezer is stuffed already. So I have to go to my extra freezer that's down in the basement. Okay, so what are you going to do? You have to put it away. You have no more room. So that's for now. That's for now, right? But if you have room in the fridge, and you have room in this freezer, you have room in this fridge in the kitchen, LMI, what? Like this, I'll save time. Instead of putting it in the fridge now, or putting it in this freezer now, right? Then after Shabbos, I'll have to take, even if I put it into the freezer that's in the kitchen, I put it into the freezer that's in the kitchen, but after Shabbos, I'm going to have to take it out and go and schlep it down. In other words, after Shabbos, I'm going to have to go take it out and schlep it down to the basement, or schlep it into the other room, like this, you know, because I want to prepare it. I want to make sure that it's in that other freezer that I keep the stuff for next Shabbos, or for next week, or for some other weekday. So then that's already, that's some mamish doing an action of hachana. So instead of me doing that, I'll save time and I'll go to the other freezer that's in the basement or in the other room. So that one has to be careful not to do. Again, as long as they do have room in this fridge and this freezer, and then after Shabbos, I'll take it out and put it wherever you have to put it. So he brings it down. One should be careful not to do that, unless they're attached together, you know, like one next to another, the one fridge and one freezer together. One more quick question he brings down. Somebody, they finished the Friday night meal, right? And they had the soup. They want to put away the soup. It's in the big soup pot, let's say, for example, right? Or possibly the chalent during the day, whatever the case might be. You have a big pot. And the problem is, I open the fridge and I can't, it's a big pot. I can't get into the fridge. So what do I want to do? He says, so now this soup, you have no more room to put it in there. So you want to pour it, into smaller pots, into smaller bowls or whatever the case might be, in order to be able to keep it in the fridge. In other words, the thing is like this, we finished the soup. The soup is finished. We're not going to be using it anymore Shabbos. So good. So put it back in the fridge, right? And that's it. You're allowed to put it back in the fridge, right? No problem. What's the problem? You can't leave it out the whole Shabbos. So yeah, but the problem is it's in a big pot. I can't get the pot in the fridge. It doesn't fit. I have no room in the fridge. It's a big pot. So what do I want to do? I want to pour it into smaller pots or smaller bowls or whatever the case is. And those bowls, those smaller pots will fit. But the big pot's not going to fit. So you'll say, but I'm not using the soup anymore. The soup's going to be for Tuesday, Wednesday, for during the week, or for next Shabbos, or whatever the case is. It's not going to be used at all anymore. Shabbos, it's over. So how could you pour it into smaller pots, smaller bowls? You're preparing it for the week, right? So you'll have it during the week. And even if you have, whatever, this one is going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever the case is. I mean, not to go separating it in Bedavka extra. But so the question is, so he brings down, so that will be okay. In other words, not to go doing it specifically for that, but if you don't have room in the fridge, right, so I have to pour this into two or three smaller bowls, two or three smaller pots, this big pot of soup, so that will be okay, even though you're putting it away and the soup is not going to be used anymore Shabbos. The soup is specifically for the week or for next Shabbos or whatever the case is. But the problem is that since you don't have any more room in the fridge, can't get it in, you're not mechuyev to leave the soup out in the open the whole Shabbos and have it get spoiled or whatever. You want to get into the fridge, you can't get it in, so therefore you could go ahead and put it into smaller pots, smaller bowls, you know, whatever the case might be. He does bring down if it's possible to push things over a little bit, not without any issues of butter or whatever, move it over to the side and get the pot in, the big pot, so that, try and do that, you know, that's better to do that instead of having to go make a whole thing and pouring it into smaller pots or whatever. But I can't fit it in, what am I going to do? So then you could go ahead and pour it into smaller pots, even though the soup will not be used anymore on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch Kol Tuv.